And I think nothing is plainer than that the words and the information are scandalous and tend to sedition and to disquiet the minds of the people of this province. And if such papers are not libels, I think it may be said there can be no such thing as a libel.
May it please your honor, I cannot agree with Mr. Attorney. For though I freely acknowledge that there are such things as libels, yes, I must insist at the same time that what my client is charged with is not a libel. And I observed just now that Mr. Attorney, in defining a libel, made use of the words scandalous, seditious, and tend to disquiet the people. But whether with design or no, I will not say. He omitted the word false.
It makes no difference, Mr. Hamilton. It is a libel whether it is true or false. The law is quite clear on that.
I thank you, Your Honor. Then, gentlemen of the jury, we must appeal to you to judge the truth of facts which we are denied the right to prove by law. It is true there was a time when it was a crime to speak the truth. Yet, even in that terrible English court of Star Chamber of which you all know, a great and good man dared to say what I hope, gentlemen, will not be taken amiss here in this court. He dared to say, the practice of informations for libels is a sword in the hands of a wicked king.
Pray, Mr. Hamilton. Pray, Mr. Hamilton. Have a care. Have a care what you say. Don't go too far. I don't like those liberties.
I hope the court will pardon my zeal on this occasion. But the attorney, men in the authority, are not exempt from observing the rules of common justice. The laws of England know no exception. I should think it my duty to go to the utmost parts of the land to protect the cause of liberty. And so to conclude, the question before the court and you, gentlemen of the jury, is not of a small or private concern. It is not the cause of a poor printer, nor of New York alone. No, it may in its consequence affect every free man that lives under a British government in America.
Gentlemen of the jury, gentlemen of the jury, now you are to consider whether the defendant is...